Hello, group leaders, Pastor Kevin, Resident Emily with us today, and we have a special guest, Keith Chapman, with us. This is podcast number 52, and we're going to talk about group attendance. So, Keith, tell the group leaders who you are and what you do at Grace.
Yeah, so I'm the associate campus pastor at the Jefferson campus, and I have the opportunity to oversee all of our groups, so Bible studies, follow groups, grace groups, and I also have the opportunity to oversee partnership at Jefferson and connections and a couple other little things. But yeah, get Great. To be a big part of group life.
Master of all trades.
Yeah, right.
Jefferson. Good for you. Keith, it's great to have you with us.
Yeah.
And you've been leading groups yourself for a number of years, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've led here for 6 years, and then before that, I've led other groups. I've probably been leading groups for 10 to 15 years.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
So, on the topic of group attendance, like, yeah. Why does it matter?
Yeah, I think, so, one of the big pieces is it provides camaraderie and trust within the group, and so one of the things that we often see is that what God is teaching us is rarely just for us. Mm. It's oftentimes for other people as well. Yeah. And so this also helps with the growth of everybody in the group. Sure. So Hebrews 3:12-13 says, "See to it, brothers and sisters, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. But encourage one another daily, as long as it's called today, so that no one of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness." And so I think when we look at that verse, just the reality of meeting together and encouraging each other, but also helping see the growth in that is super important. And then I think another, sorry, Kev, I think another piece of that is, honestly, if you have a family, just showing your family, hey, these are our priorities. Yep. This is important for us to make this a regular part of our life is important to see.
That's awesome. A lot of times we'll say, we'll use language like, we're better together.
100%.
Like if you're not here, we may miss out on you sharing an experience that you have that we could benefit from.
Yeah. Right.
So,
That's good.
So sort of going off of that, in general, how would you say that you view drifting attendance as in an individual or in a group as a discipleship opportunity?
Yeah, I think it's one of these things where drifting attendance is often a discipleship signal. It's not necessarily just a scheduling issue. And it's often one of the first warning lights that start to go off to be able to have that conversation. And like I kind of mentioned ahead of time, it's helping them recognize that this is a priority. And why is this a priority? And so going back to why it's important for you, why it's important for the group, and leading in that way, I think is incredibly important.
Yeah. So, Keith, if you're leading a group and you notice a person or a couple, you know, they miss a week and then they're there a week and then they miss another week and you're starting to see a trend, like what do you do? What's your first step?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great question. So one of the things that I try to do up front to fight this before it's even an issue is to try to set up the expectation up front. So I try to not just be reactive, but proactive in this. So a lot of times at the beginning of group, I'll say something like, "Hey, I'm so glad that everybody's here. I am so glad to be leading your group. I am going to prepare for group every single week. I'm going to make it a priority to do that every single week. I also want you to make it a priority to be here, to engage, to be a part of that." And so, again, I think for me, it's setting that up ahead of time, setting up that expectation ahead of time.
Yeah.
When we get to that point, and it, let's say it does happen where they start to drift a little bit, I want to do whatever I can to get in front of them, whether that's a text, whether that's a call, whether that's a conversation. And so one of the things that we've tried to train our people in our group is anytime you're not going to be there, I want you to text me. Mm-hmm. I want to hear from you. And if I don't, then I'm going to reach out to you. So there's never a week that goes by that they don't hear from me if they're not there.
Yeah. I want to jump back to what you said about setting the expectations.
Yeah.
This is just a plug. on the group leader webpage, you know, group gracefellowship.cc/group resources, there's a document called First Night Discussion Notes.
I use that.
And that discussion note page will walk a group leader through, these are the things we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
These are the priorities. These are the expectations. And it also talks about, if you continue to come or you stay in the group, you are giving me permission to pastor you.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm going to.
That's good. That's
really good.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I use that same page. Oftentimes, I do it at the beginning of each semester.
Yeah.
So I don't just do it once in the fall.
Yeah, that's good.
I'll try to hit that at least twice a year.
That's great.
To set that expectation. And then, again, just trying to get in front of them and have a conversation with them.
Yep.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm curious, what are some common causes or things that you've seen come up that have caused drifting group attendance?
Yeah. I think some of the biggest things are just getting out of the rhythm of group life.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, summer, if that goes by and they don't get back into the rhythm of group, or wintertime. And then we see different wrong priorities start to creep in. We start to value maybe something over being a part of group life. I know it can be hard with sports and all of that kind of stuff. But I've even encouraged people, hey, if your kid has practice, maybe one parent goes to the practice and the other parent goes to group. And then you flip-flop the next week.
Yeah.
Unresolved conflict can be another one. And then different life crises that can come up. What were you going to say, Kev?
I was just going to say, around the breaks, like the 1 month we take off, you know, in December, or the 3 months we take off in the summer, I would say, don't let the whole time go without being in contact with them.
Like, yeah, that's a good point.
At least keep in their mind that we're still a group, even though we're not meeting.
Yep.
So maybe it's a text. Maybe it's a social gathering around Christmas and you have a party.
Right.
Maybe in the summer it's some barbecues, or we're going to go to a ball game together, or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But stay in contact with them, not weekly probably, but at least regular enough that they still feel part of a group, even though you're not meeting a person.
Right, yeah, right. And I think also breeding into the group that the leader doesn't always have to be the one that's reaching out to everybody.
Sure, for sure.
Other group members, hey, you guys reach out to other people and create this.
Yeah, and that speaks to the team leadership we've been talking about for some years now.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
How does the reason behind someone's absence shift how you approach the conversation?
Yeah, one of the things that we say around here is that we want to love and lead.
Mm-hmm.
We want to love first, lead second, but always do both.
Yeah.
And so I think it depends on their reason for not attending or having that kind of drifting go on, that it kind of shapes the way that I will approach the conversation oftentimes. That if it's a care, a lot of times I'll reach out to them. We'll figure out, okay, do we need to do meals? Do we need to whatever? How can I be praying for them in this season? But if it's something like wrong priorities or conflict or something like that, there's a sense of like, hey, this is going to be a hard conversation, but I want you to know this, and I care for you, and I love you, and I want the best for you. And because of that, I'm going to step into this hard conversation to say, hey, there's some things that maybe need to switch around in your life.
Yeah. As you know, we battle around here. We, in our culture, in our suburban culture, we battle sports.
Oh, yeah.
School things.
Yes.
Band things or theater things. And you know what? And I can speak from my own experience. Like, our kids were ball players. They played into college. And that was a priority for a long time. But our faith journey is higher on the priority list
than
this few years where your kids are playing ball or whatever. So, and I would go back to what you said earlier, which is modeling for your kids what's a priority in our household.
Yes.
We're Christ followers first, above all things.
Right.
And then everything else might fall.
Right. Right. Anyways. Yeah, that's important.
Yeah, well, do you have any additional thoughts or maybe encouragement to somebody who is in their group, they're struggling with attendance right now for any different reason?
Yeah. Yeah. So I would say, you know, keep pursuing people, help them to feel seen, help them to feel heard. Also, don't take it as an offense if they don't fit in your group for one reason or another.
Yeah.
be okay with having a conversation with, you know, you, Kev, you or Emily or Vince or whoever, or whoever it is at your campus, to make sure that they can get plugged into the right group. And the last thing I would say too is, or a couple other things, if you don't make it a big deal when they miss, they won't think it's a big deal that they missed.
That's a great point.
So make it a big deal for them that they did miss. And then I would say for myself, I have to constantly be asking myself the question too, am I doing the right thing in leading this group? Am I spending time praying over this group? And am I doing whatever I can to make sure that if it's a conflict, if it's a priority in my own life, that I'm making the group worthy of whatever conversation we're going to be in that.
You didn't say it quite this way, and this might not even be the right language, but as the leader, you want to make it so good they don't want to
exactly.
miss.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah,
love that.
Ownership in
that. Keith, any final nuggets you want to leave with the group leaders before we sign off?
Man, I would just say keep loving people, keep pursuing people. This is where a ton of really fruitful, real ministry happens, where we get to see a lot of growth and really cool opportunities of what God is doing in groups.
Heck yeah. Good stuff. Keith, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Group leaders, pray you've heard something that you can take into your group life over the coming weeks. God bless.